One of the main questions I ask with all my clientele is, are you self-loved? And they usually look at me like I'm nuts and they say, well, yes, of course I'm loved, but are you loving who you are today? But let's go ahead and take it one step further, shall we? Do you accept yourself for who you are, flaws and all, today? Well, in today's episode, we will be talking on the subject of self-love and how you were forced through this socialization process to change who you were naturally into the person that you are today. So therefore, you can fit into, quote-unquote, into today's social constructs. Trust me, you will not want to miss this solo episode. So let's go ahead and cue the introduction. How is it going, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Welcome to today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. And just a friendly reminder, if you have not done so, please, please hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our lovely podcast. As always, I am your host and coach, Byron Pringle, and today I am flying solo. That's right. I am flying solo. My co-host Kristen is off this week from podcasting, so I hope you guys will enjoy the next 10-15 minutes with me. So today we are going to talk about self-love. You heard me right. Self-love. And just quick story here. Last week, I was listening to a podcast about self-love, and the podcast host was talking about how when he was growing up, his parents would always be correcting him. And even over small things, he would always be corrected by his parents. And he never really felt like he had a lot of positive role models in life, just because his parents were just completely negative, and how his experience as a child essentially carried over into his adult years. And honestly, before I listened to this podcast, I thought I had a real good idea of what self-love is, but really the term self-love should really be called self-acceptance, let's be honest. It's not the idea of how can we, love ourselves more, but how can we accept ourselves? And for that reason, why we don't love ourselves and why we don't accept ourselves and why so many people feel that they need to go get their self-worth from someone else stems down to how we were socialized as humans. Let's talk about your parents, my parents, and everyone else's parents. There's pressure, there's a lot of pressure for them and me as a parent as well to socialize your child, right? There's pressure for them to make you fit into today's social constructs. A child doesn't fit into our social constructs. A child, if you think about it, a child is the purest form of energy, the purest version of a human. And that just doesn't fit into our social constructs, sadly to say, but, having to wear clothes and having to act a certain way and, keeping your voice down in certain situations, standing in line, not saying things that you're supposed to not say, all those things. So the parents, rather if they realize it or not, you will always emotionally reward or punish the child based on their actions. So let me say that again. As a parent, you are always emotionally rewarding or punishing your child based on how they act. So if you have children, you will always be rewarding and punishing your child. The reason why is because children, they don't really have a reasoning process, let's be honest. They don't know how to reason. They really don't understand a lot of times the whole reason why, like, hey, this is why you shouldn't be loud in the middle of a quiet place. Or all they think is because they don't understand that there is something wrong with me and my mom wants me to be quiet and I don't fit in. We realize at a young age, or at least we rationalize at a young age, that what we do and how we naturally are is just not acceptable. We realize that how we are naturally is not acceptable. All a child cares is, does my mom love me? Does my dad love me? And if you reprimand your child, the only thing they think is, my mom doesn't love me. My dad doesn't love me. I'm doing something wrong, and there is something wrong with who I am and what I am. And if you guys want to hear a crazy statistic, which kind of blew my mind, the average child is reprimanded 3 times more than they are praised. So the average child is thinking, I am not good enough the way I am, 8 times more than they think they are good enough. And does that make sense to you guys? So when you're reprimanding your children, and let me just say, it is hard to raise children and not mess it up. You know, it's not like we're given a pamphlet or a brochure on, hey, you know, when you have a child, you know, this is step one, step two, step three, and send them off to college. So, and I understand, you know, being a father of three, it can be difficult and it can also be challenging. So I know you're doing your best, but what I want you guys to realize is that the average child is reprimanded 8 times more than they are praised, which means the average child thinks, I am not good enough the way I am naturally, 8 times more than they think they are, and my parents don't love me. So it's a challenge to have children and for the child to change, to be, to socialize, to fit into our social constructs of being a human in society. In order to socialize that child, they will have to mute or give up certain parts of them that are natural. So why do we feel like we can't love ourselves? Or why do we feel like we have to go to other people to get love and acceptance? It's because of the fact it's been this way since we were a child. You have to realize that the other thing a child cares about is, does my mom love me? Does my dad love me? That's all they care about. And you know, when I'm, you know, let's just say like I'm running around and I'm having fun, I'm full of joy, and my mom then yells at me. So therefore, this aspect of myself is wrong. That's kind of how a child thinks of it. Now, they aren't consciously thinking about, you know, this in their head. This is all subconsciously happening. But they are thinking, I am not accepted naturally of who I am. Just think about that for a bit. That's what a child is thinking, that I am not accepted naturally as I am. So we learn from a very young age during this socialization process that we are not good enough as we are. We must act a certain way in order to get our parents' love. That's how it's translated in the mind of a child. Even if that certain way that I have to act is not me, it's not who I have to be, the mask I have to wear so that I can be accepted in the result of the feeling of unworthiness because of the socialization process. Your personality is built upon repressing on who you truly are. Hey, you! Yeah, you, the one laying in bed. What are you doing? Don't hit that snooze button. When you hit that snooze button, you're giving your dreams, your goals, permission to wait. Having a strong morning routine sets a tone for your day. It better allows you to control your schedule rather than your schedule controlling you. As we start each day fresh, we can better focus on what is in front of us, how to prioritize our time, and ultimately increase our productivity. When you join my 5-star morning routine program, you'll discover 1, how to increase your productivity, 2, plan more effectively, 3, become more agile, and 4, be able to make more money through your current job or through your business that you're starting. Join my morning routine program by simply following me on Instagram at Coach with Byron and sending me a direct message. I will then send you free information on how to get started today. So what are you waiting for? Today is about halfway over with and it is 10 a.m. So go ahead and send me a message and we'll see you in the morning. Who you truly were when you were a kid, you learned to get rid of certain aspects of yourself through the socialization process. So somehow I am bad, so I have to look to my parents to see what is right. I need their validation to see what is right and what is wrong. I mean, can we all agree to this? We needed our parents' validation, their love, to see if what I'm doing is right or wrong. But as we get older, what happens? We start seeking the approval of others, not just our parents' approval anymore. Most of you, and including myself, we're still obviously seeking the love and the care for our parents, of course, but they are also trying to seek approval and validation of others. Do you love me? If I get good grades, Mom, would you love me? If I get number one in class, Mom, would you love me? If I beat everybody in sports, Dad, would you love me? And here's the thing, like, even when we get older, you know, if I look good enough, if I'm sexy enough, if I'm skinny enough, if I have enough people follow me on Facebook and enough likes on Instagram, if I have enough money, if I can buy this bigger home, if I dress nicer, will you love me? But most importantly, will you accept me? We are trying to do or become something that we can truly feel like we are accepted. This is why so many people are chasing the almighty dollar. And then, you know, they're going after money. They're going after money. They're going after money. They're going after money. And when they make all the money that they need, then they realize that the way they felt is exactly the same. It's because they realize the truth that they were looking for love and acceptance from other people, but all they really needed was to love and accept themselves. So the aspect of trying to figure out how to love yourself really comes down to accepting yourself as you currently are, with all of your flaws, which most people never get to in their lives. And that's deep stuff right there. So now we are trying to become something or do something as we get older to be accepted, to be validated, to feel okay about ourselves, and most importantly, to feel loved. So the issue is, can we validate ourselves based off of who we are right now? And nothing else, can we validate ourselves based off of who we were? Now, let's focus on not materialistic stuff. So we're not looking at, you know, your looks, your money, and what you're driving, the job you have, not your body, and not your social media following, and not how many people love you, but how do you get to the point of self-love? See, if you point it on a scale, we are not even at a place of zero. Zero would be just the acceptance of ourselves. Acceptance, this is who I am, what I am, and this is how I look. This is how much money I have, and we just accept 100%. But no, we don't even start at zero. You know, we start at negative. And we feel like we have to be loved and accepted by others, thus to just get to the baseline of zero. So if I'm not loved by someone else, I'm not at zero. I'm minus 10. And in all reality, that's hogwash. So you're trying to figure out how you truly are, and a lot of people don't even know who they truly are because it's been so long since they asked themselves. So we just have to learn, we need to step back and accept ourselves, who we truly are, by ourselves. Learn just to accept who you are as a person, and it doesn't matter where you're at in life. I mean, you could be a millionaire, or you can be making $10 an hour. It doesn't matter, like, the type of car you're driving, or you know, the house you're living in, but you just have to own it. You have to accept where you're at in life and show a sense of gratitude. You know, but we need to appreciate ourselves currently who we are. Appreciate all of your flaws and your pitfalls. You have to accept it first with no judging. You know, I understand shit happens. It happens. You know, I've had my share of downfalls. But at the same time, too, I'm not going to allow those downfalls to hold me back from the person I can become. You have to say, you know what? I've been there, it sucked, but I'm here today, I'm in one piece, and I love who I am today. We live in a constant state of judging, and judging ourselves, and judging others. And if you want to ever come to full acceptance of self-love, it starts with accepting who you are as a human, flaws and all. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned to you guys I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about self-love, and they had a challenge for their listenership. And so their challenge, which I really want to mention here now, is they challenge their listenership to take their clothes off and stand in front of their mirror every day for 21 days straight. Why? Because they want to challenge you to learn to love yourself as you are today. You need to learn to love the scars. You need to learn to love the flaws. And most importantly, to accept your flaws. I mean, if it is something you want to change, you can always say, hey, I accept myself the way I am at this point in time. Yes, I accept it. Remember, you have to accept it first before you can go out and change it. So you learn to accept yourself as who you are. And not by achieving it, not by buying, not by makeup, not by covering it up. You just need to look at yourself currently with who you are, truly who you are, and what you do. And tell yourself, I accept you and who you are. I accept my flaws. I accept all of this. And you know what? If you have a muffin top, then you have a muffin top, you know? But you have to accept it and say, I accept you. I love you. I have actually my bathroom downstairs. I have sticky notes around my mirror, and these are positive affirmations. And you know, some things on my affirmation mirror down in my bathroom downstairs. You know, I post like, I'm accepted. I am loved. I am beautiful. It may be challenging now, but you will overcome. But I look at myself in this mirror that's framed around with these sticky notes, and I tell myself, you can do it. You are unbelievably talented. And it helps me. It really does. Self-talk does really help you to motivate you, to inspire you. So the key to self-love is not to figure out how to self-love. The key to self-love is acceptance. In loving who you truly are, flaws and all. All right, friends, that is all the time we have on today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead and take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top and scroll all the way down, leave us a rating and review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press the follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and take a picture of yourself listening to this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you guys share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you, like I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we deeply appreciate all of you, and we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.